This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump ordering flags to be flown at half-staff after two mass shootings over the weekend. 20 people shot dead and 26 wounded by a gunman who's now in custody after that incident at a mall in El Paso on Saturday. Army Specialist Glenn Oakley is being called a hero for having led a lot of children away from the gunman.
If I had a child, and I wouldn't run my child at that time, so I just did what I would want another person to do for my children.
Oakley speaking this morning on Fox News. That 21-year-old gunman is called a white supremacist, and the feds are calling it an incident of domestic terrorism. Meanwhile, investigators do not yet know the motive for the shootings hours later in the streets of Dayton, Ohio, when a gunman opened fire, killing 9 people before police killed him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul tweeting this morning he'll be taking some time away from his public duties to recover from surgery. Paul tweeting that part of his lung that was damaged in the 2017 assault he suffered from a neighbor had to be removed by surgery over the weekend. Paul says he'll return to the Senate in September. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is recovering after an injury. His communications chief says the Kentucky Republican fractured his shoulder after tripping on his home's patio over the weekend. The statement adding McConnell will be working from home as he recovers. A Florida man who admitted to sending explosive devices to several well-known Democrats and other people who had criticized President Trump will be sentenced today in Manhattan's Cesar Sayoc, pleading guilty in March to mailing the bombs to people from former President Barack Obama to actor Robert De Niro. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on the two mass shootings over the weekend, as now the National Rifle Association is offering its deepest sympathies for the victims of those two mass shootings. However, the gun rights group says, quote, it will not participate in the politicizing of the tragedies. The NRA statement saying the group is committed to the safe and lawful use of firearms and that it will work to pursue real solutions that it says would protect everyone from these types of acts. The BBC is reporting that Iran is accusing the crew of a seized oil tanker of smuggling. The report this morning, citing an Iranian Revolutionary Guard news source that says the ship was boarded last Wednesday near the island of Farsi and that 7 crew members were arrested. The report says the tanker was transferred to the Iranian port city of Bushehr, where the oil cargo was confiscated. The BBC says so far it's not clear under what flag that tanker was sailing, nor what the nationalities are of those in custody. Back on July 13th, the Iranians detained a Panamanian tanker and also accused that crew of smuggling. And Barbara Streisand's first concert in 13 years at Madison Square Garden in New York City turned political as the 77-year-old Streisand took the stage last night. And it was no surprise the outspoken Democrat took jabs at President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. We have national best-selling author David Horowitz with us, and we're going to be talking about his new book, Mortality and Faith, Reflections on a Journey Through Time. David, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good.
Hey, the book, Mortality and Faith, which many are saying, well, it probably came from you, that this is the long-awaited sequel to Radical Son, which George Gilder had called the first great American autobiography of his generation. This has been a book that has been percolating in your heart and soul for a while, has it not?
Yes, it's an autobiographical book. I don't want to scare people by saying philosophical, kind of meditation on.
Hey, at our age, everything becomes philosophical, doesn't it, David?
There you go.
I'm just saying.
So, it covers a lot of things. My life with my animals, my courtship of my wife, and our marriage. Sadly, the death of my daughter, and each point I try to describe these events in ways that, particularly with my daughter's death, that would help other people who go through similar life is full of tragedies.
And how do you reconcile that, David, as a self-proclaimed agnostic? Is that fair?
Yeah. Oh, I'm an agnostic, not proclaimed. I don't know. I have a lot of respect, as people who've read my last book, Dark Agenda, know, for religious people and for their belief in God.
Yeah, you've been open about that, and we appreciate that. But, you know, I think about yourself in terms of dealing with these natural human heartbreaks, whether it's the passing of your mother, your daughter, and, how do you, as an agnostic, reconcile that?
Well, I at one point in the book, I quote a letter by Mozart when he was 31, saying he thinks about death every day, and then he's comforted by the fact that his creator is there, and he sees that all of life is directed towards this actually the meeting with one's creator. And I say, I wish I had such a faith. it would be you know, it would be comforting
right.
to have one, but alas, I don't. But the book, in a way, everybody, it's a leap of faith for everybody. Atheists, I mean, they talk as though they know there's no God, but mm-hmm. how could they possibly know that? So atheism is another form of faith, and I there's a lot in the book about what that kind of faith leads to.
Mm-hmm.
But we all are cast into this world. We don't particularly know why. Everybody's trying to find a purpose. We don't know where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you're religious and you believe in God, you know that's an act of faith.
Right.
And the New Testament has a wonderful focus for that. Now we see through a glass darkly,
right.
but only then face to face. And that is, life is a mystery. Although, you know, people never actually concede that.
Mm-hmm.
They always talk as though they know everything. and the more empty-headed among us, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, say it with more confidence.
Right.
But the fact that we don't—I call it opaque. Our end is opaque to mm-hmm. us. And people, I think it's a natural human feeling not to want to live a life that's meaningless.
Of course, just, yeah.
You know.
I think that's what we all search for. And along the same way, what you were saying earlier in terms of, you know, in terms of having, you know, some minor understanding, you know, the New Testament also points to the fact that we know in part and prophesy in part. And so what that tells me is that God never gave any one person all the goods, but somehow the horizontal relationship with man is important enough to help us add to some understanding of what, you know, what we're here for. And I choose to believe, David, I think you and I have had this conversation before, that we're designed for a purpose, that it wasn't like we're some sort of theoretical idea that God had and said, hey, I need David Horowitz in the 21st century here, and I'm going to toss him out and hopefully he figures it out. I don't see God working that way. That's me personally.
Well, you mean I should know is what you're saying.
I'm saying that it's attainable to know. That's what I'm saying is that
I feel I've lived a religious life. I mean, anybody who's familiar with my work, I have pursued. I was born into a communist family.
Mm-hmm.
And I have really devoted my life to trying to understand what that meant and what the consequences are.
Yes.
And in this book, I think I've drawn a picture that satisfies me. That is, if you believe in a divinity and understand that you can't understand the world now, right? Dostoevsky, who I write about in the book.
Right.
Put it this way: we have three-dimensional minds, but we live in a four-dimensional universe.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that we can't really know, I think this is a healthy faith. I mean, of course, people abuse it, and they think they can change the world. I think one of the important insights from the from the Bible is in the book of Genesis, which I've written about quite a bit. And that is, given paradise much better than anything promised in the idiotic Green New Deal.
Yes.
You know, we would live forever, where there was no pain in childbirth, the fruit fell from the trees, but the condition of staying in paradise, of inhabiting paradise, was that you should not want to know evil.
Yeah.
And in the Genesis story, of course, God gave us free will. And Adam and Eve chose to know evil. I mean, and they were the only two people. And so it's like all people have this choice. And unfortunately, way too many choose evil. I think Martin Buber wrote a book tracing the source of evil to the lie.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do this because we got to, David. David, we got to go to a quick break. Let's break real quick because I want to pick up on that thought. I think it's important what you're sharing here right now. David Horowitz is with us. More from him after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
This is your time, your phone.
We're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. David Horowitz, national best-selling author of The Big Agenda, is with us. We're talking about his new book, Mortality and Faith, Reflections on a Journey Through Time. This is an autobiography. This is, David, I got to tell you, it's so... You know, coming from you, and I'm sure a lot of your friends don't look at you this way and say it's rather tender. But I just feel your soul in this book, and it seems rather tender to me. If that's okay.
Yeah, it's got my most lyrical writing, and this is the real me. Mm-hmm. I was just today reminded that. When I was a young man and we had a softball team, there was one of my friends called me David Howitzer.
You got a good arm, huh?
And I do have I'm very confrontational in the political realm.
Right.
But that's not the true me. The true me is in this book, Mortality and Faith. I actually think it's probably my best book.
Well, it must be. My dear friend Dennis Prager commented, he says, I've admired David Horowitz for decades. He has taught me many important lessons, but never have I been so moved by his writing than I am by this profound book. Boy, those are select words from somebody I know who is very careful about what he says.
Yeah, and Dennis is a very bright man.
Right, exactly. Well, let's talk about evil. We were talking about evil,
right.
And go ahead. I want you to pick it up.
This is the important perception that conservatives generally, but religious people, if they absorb the teaching of Genesis, understand that the root cause of all social problems is us. It's our tendency. Of course, all you have to do is turn on the TV these days to watch Liars in Action.
That's right.
Our government. Mm. I mean, it's just terrible. The heads of the FBI, they should all be in jail. Intelligence.
Well, it's what happens when you turn your back on God. You turn your back on God. There's no, you don't have a contrast for that which is good. You're only operating in the temporal idea of man. You know, you talk about there was in the Garden of Eden a Genesis, but not only did we get the fall, but also part two, David, and the good news there is that God says, look, I've got the prescription that is going to satisfy this. It's going to be coming down the road. But we pick up on the fall, but we don't pick up on the rise.
Right, but what a true religious belief is very humbling.
Yes.
And if you recall what the serpent in the garden says to Adam and Eve to seduce them into eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
right.
Is if you eat of that tree, you shall be as God.
Yes.
And that's what you see when you look left. The political arena.
Exactly.
And people are so arrogant. I mean, here's this bartender who's going to tear up our society and remake it, spend whatever, it doesn't matter, $100 trillion in the process. She hasn't got a clue as to how things work, actually. And yet she's going to remake the world. But this is true of every progressive. Mm-hmm. They have an arrogance. And it's why they treat. Yeah, I mean, look at the way they talk about people who disagree with them. They're racist. They're deplorables. They're irredeemable.
Exactly.
And on and on and on. Mm-hmm. And no respect. And of course, they're at war with Christianity and with religion generally.
Exactly.
Not Islam. Mm-hmm. I mean, the problem with Islam makes God's kingdom here on earth by killing infidels and making them, subordinate.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how the liberal, so-called liberal, a contingent in our society really embraces them and defends them. I mean, imagine if we were Christians who, there's only one way and we have to kill infidels, so don't believe in our Christian way. It's the fantasy that the left has of Christians, but not the reality.
Exactly. Well, going back to what you were talking about in the Garden of Eden.
An explanation of this. This is a bad... People who think they can create God's kingdom on earth, no, create heaven on earth, those are the dangerous people.
Yeah.
Because in order to do that, you have to spend $100 trillion or whatever it is.
It's
you
unsustainable.
Have enormous power.
Exactly.
You know, and when you ask Cortez... Or it's not just Cortez, but all of them. How are they going to accomplish these transformations? They want to get rid of all gasoline cars. There's like 267 million within 10 years. They're going to confiscate them. How can you do that without instituting a police state? Right. And when you ask them, I think I'm the only one who's picked out this particular New Deal, but you ask them, how are you going to accomplish this? They refer to wartime mobilization during the Second World War.
Right.
Oh, so we're going to live under a military government run by you guys. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just, so, anyway, but the book has a lot about that, and particularly in the passages about Dostoevsky's Grand Inquisitor. Because Dostoevsky saw this, although he didn't have a firm grip on it at the end. But he saw this problem, and he saw that human beings can't really handle freedom. It's very difficult. You have to be responsible for your actions, and you make choices, and then you have to live with them. And people find that very onerous. And so the first person who comes along and says, I'm going to give you security, bread, they go for it.
Yeah.
And that's why, I mean, the Grand Inquisitor, for people who haven't read The Brothers Karamazov, that this section of the book is about Jesus returning to earth and being arrested by the Grand Inquisitor, the head of the Inquisition, the Spanish Inquisition, and charged with the causing all human suffering because he gave people free will. God did.
Yeah.
So it's very... I think that these passages from Dostoevsky are very profound.
Well, they are, thank you for mortality and faith and what you've done in terms of bringing this back into focus, because it does remind us, as you say, that we do live in a plane where good and evil coexist. But you have to know what good is, otherwise you're going to be trapped by evil. And good, the totality of good is focused in God. And that's why, Satan, first of all, asked Adam and Eve, did God really say? So what he wanted to do was supplant God's authority. And everything that God had set into motion, everything that God had created, he wanted to take God out of the proposition. And to this day, all these political forces, all these isms, the communism, socialism, everything, one of the first things they want to do is to eliminate, which you had addressed in your previous book, people of faith.
Yeah, they burn the churches down. And it started with the French Revolution where they... committed to the first modern genocide. They changed the name of Notre Dame into the Temple of Reason. And then they went about slaughtering every man, woman, and child in the Vendée because they were Catholic. But, it happens over and over again.
Yeah, it does. Sadly, history and the ugly side, the murderous side of history, continues to repeat itself. We've got to wrap things up here right now, David Horowitz. What is the big takeaway that you want readers to get from this autobiography, Mortality and Faith?
Science has given us this lease on life. I mean, we have it used to be 60 was old in the end, but now it's in the 80s, 90s. People
exactly.
100.
Right.
So, of course, the body can't quite keep up. You kept alive by medical means. I mean, I would have been dead 20 years ago if it hadn't been for modern science.
Without a doubt.
So it's going through that and looking at your life, which is what this book is about.
David Horowitz, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump ordering flags to be flown at half-staff after two mass shootings over the weekend. 20 people shot dead and 26 wounded by a gunman who's now in custody after that incident at a mall in El Paso on Saturday. Army Specialist Glenn Oakley is being called a hero for having led a lot of children away from the gunman.
If I had a child, and I wouldn't run my child at that time, so I just did what I would want another person to do for my children.
Oakley speaking this morning on Fox News. That 21-year-old gunman is called a white supremacist, and the feds are calling it an incident of domestic terrorism. Meanwhile, investigators do not yet know the motive for the shootings hours later in the streets of Dayton, Ohio, when a gunman opened fire, killing 9 people before police killed him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
No Gaga or Goo Goo here. We give it to you straight, ladies and gentlemen. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This is why we're grateful to have Dr. Alveda King with us, Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life. Alveda, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Wonderful, Bill. Great to be with you always.
Well, I wanted you to be here today especially because we have a grieving nation that we're praying for, Alveda, as you know, with what happened not only in Dayton, Ohio, in El Paso. They're not even mentioning Chicago. We had 6 murders over the weekend in Chicago, and that is set aside. But, you know, one of the things that I've been cautioning people, and I know this is your heart as well, is we have to be careful about the language that is used out there. And it is rather reckless, the assignment that the president is somehow racist, that he supports white nationalism and supremacy. I mean, on what basis can you make those kind of statements? But they're so irresponsible that, number one, it shuts down the conversation. Number two, I believe it adds to the promotion of this kind of misbehavior that we're seeing.
Bill, can we unpack this one piece at a time. The first piece, America, we are praying together,
Amen.
Praying for you, praying for those families who have experienced losses. I think it was Chicago, two mothers who were fighting gang violence against black-on-black crime, killing their children, and two mothers were shot down.
Mm.
I don't think the media kind of really picked up on that so much. But all of this, the white supremacists, all of that. So we are praying, Lord, please bless and heal and comfort these who are experiencing loss. And comfort all of us, because we're America. We experience it, too. Now, the next piece you talked about, banning the race card, throwing the race card, calling President Trump a racist. I've dealt with many racists, so I know a racist when I see one. President Trump is not. But I have relationships as a Democrat state legislator with racists and was able to pass legislation and to get them to see, no, we are not separate races. We are Act 1726, one blood. We're supposed to be a family. Mm-hmm. And just because your skin is one color, mine is another color, science and religion say we are one blood, not separate races. So a racist is subject to emotions and anger and all of that based on skin color primarily. You can have it with the class war as well, where my money is bigger than yours, so I'm better than you, or my skin is different from yours, I'm better than you. But we're not colorblind, Bill. We can see.
Right.
With our eyes wide open. I think that's in Colossians, the book of Colossians. Open your eyes and see. We know Jesus gives sight to the blind. We're not colorblind. We can see skin color, but we're not supposed to fight over it. Now, sometimes when President Trump speaks and people just get totally angry and totally emotional, but I noticed lately he's explaining when he says to Congressman Elijah Cummings, I don't dislike you. Secretary Ben Carson said, would you sit down with the representative if he would agree? President Trump says, yes, I'm not angry with him. What I'm saying is this. Okay, your area, your district, your city gets billions of dollars for improvement, but somehow one part of it gets overlooked, and those are people you represent. So if you investigated me, go ahead, but why don't you investigate that? That's
exactly.
Not a racist remark.
Mm-hmm. No, without a doubt. And, and Dr. Ben Carson invited Elijah Cummings to come with him to Baltimore so that they could, be a bipartisan joint effort. My goodness.
Right.
I mean, who in Baltimore, who in this country would not want to see that? But Elijah Cummings cannot get outside of himself. And I feel for him. I'm sorry that he's that
he
emotional.
He might still be locked into skin color racism, you know.
Right.
Because I was watching the Democrats for a minute. And I'm, I am a Republican, but it's not about political party. We don't worship government. We worship God. President Trump said that. We all believe the same. But he's a racist. He's playing the race card without even admitting they should know better. They all went to school, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to stop throwing that race card out there. That has to stop. So I'm very grateful because President Trump did another thing after the 20 black pastors met with him this second time.
Mm-hmm.
We had done it before, and it's not even true, Bill, that they did that for damage control. I already had my ticket when the tweet went out.
Right.
To go there. And my invitation is days before all of that happened, so it's not true. But he was talking to the media. He had gone to Virginia. He had condemned slavery in his speech. There was one protester who said, you can't make me go home. And the media only filmed the protester, never filmed what President Trump said. So when he was on, I think, the White House lawn, he says, sometimes I just say to you, why didn't you tell them what I said? Instead
exactly.
of the lady telling me I couldn't send her home.
Right. Well, and this has been the problem from day one. They took half of the sentence. The rest of it was go home, and it wasn't necessarily go back to your home country. He didn't say your home country. Go home, fix the problem, then come back and show us how. Those two other elements were missing, which was, look, you're complaining about the bigger picture. Your responsibility as a representative of your constituency is your home district. Go fix those problems, Elijah Cummings,
AOC. And then come
AOC.
Back and tell us, a good track record, a good, what do they call that? Best practice.
Yes, exactly.
The 20 of us who went to the White House, all of us took solutions to the president.
Amen.
All of us.
Right. Well, Alveda, it pains me, and to your point, And this is what continues the pain here, is people are so quick to throw out the race card, call the president a white supremacist, and all these other names, all in this arena for the 2020 election campaign. And what they're doing is they are stopping the conversation, the very thing that we need to do to be able to sit down and talk about reasonable solutions. Those are prohibited because, for some reason, the order of the day is, you know, and the acceptable, I should say, order of the day is to call the president by names that there's no factual basis whatsoever. And it's disgusting, whether it is an elected official or somebody who wants to run for the highest office in the land, that they would use that kind of unfounded language, and they would stay in the realm of the emotion, as you say.
And, you know, I'm director of Civil Rights for the Unborn. .org, Over Priest for Life. Yeah. Everybody at that table, when we met with President, affirmed and confirmed, and he did too, that human life is sacred. Reuniting citizens out of jail with their families, opportunity zones, small business administration, helping people to start their own businesses. I'm so glad he brought the steel mills back. With the immigrants, honest to goodness,
yes.
If the immigrants coming in, especially those who have not been gone through the whole procedure that many of their brothers and sisters who are here who have, it's a disservice to all of us who are paying taxes, who are working here in our community, and then you come in and take the jobs, and then we end up in Baltimore with trash all around us with rats. That's not working. That's just not good, Bill. Let me say this. Let me give you a foreign language. I'm about to speak a foreign language whose ancestors were also immigrants. Civility.
Yeah.
Plain speaking.
Yes.
Thinking. Moral. Decency. Now, that's a foreign language in America right now. But
sadly,
I've got to ask this. Okay, you've got random acts of kindness and random acts of violence. You have to think where both of them come from and then look for a solution.
Exactly. Well, the president today condemned hate in all forms, white supremacy, racism, and bigotry. Alveda, let's see if the mainstream media can echo that and support the cause for, and I say it's the greater cause for all America, because we all need to line up with the president's speech this morning in talking about condemning hate in all forms. We need to watch the language that we use, right?
We all believe the same. Let's remember it, and let's speak that new language. Civility, decency, kindness, love.
Speak life. Speak life. Right?
Amen. Life.
Amen. Evangelist Alveda King, Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn, for Priest for Life. Alveda, where can they go for more information? Remind them. Dr. Alveda King. Thank you, Alveda. Appreciate it. God bless. Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-278. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now, 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Always good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, Fast and Furious, number one, numero uno at the box. Big numbers, actually. I think better than expected. Almost 61 million. And here to talk more about that and what's happening on the big screen and to keep our families well-warned is the author and contributing writer for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com, reviews, as I say, Hobbs and Shaw, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and The Farewell. Paul Acey joins us. He's pinch-hitting for Adam Holtz, who's out fooling around somewhere, right? He told us he's out with the kids, I think. Or the kids are out with him.
Yeah, it makes me kind of bitter. I don't think that any ship buddy should be allowed to go on vacation except for me, you know?
Yeah,
that's
really.
That's just not right.
Yeah, whoever said it wasn't about us, huh?
Exactly right. So Hobbs and Shaw is an interesting movie, and you're right. It did so well at the box office this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
$60 million, as you say. It actually made twice that much overseas, $121 million in international markets, which brings its total up to $180 million. So clearly people have not tired of the Fast and Furious franchise.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting movie. Movie in that it shows how far the Fast and the Furious franchise has sort of come, though. You know, the very first one back in 2001, it was really just all about the cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had the cars that you race, the cars that you steal. It has morphed into, when it comes to Hobbs and Shaw, it almost feels more like a quasi-superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
Hobbs and Shaw, the main people here, are fighting this sort of... technologically advanced bad guy. He's sort of a cyborg now, and so they're all chasing after this terrible, terrible virus that could destroy the world, of course. And so you have these strange elements that just weren't part of the Fast and Furious franchise when it first began. But this is what the series has really morphed into, this high action, really almost ludicrous take on sort of world events. And so for fans of the series, this definitely pays off a great deal. It definitely has a lot of action involved. It has a lot of violence that parents need to be aware of, and it's almost unremitting. You don't get a real breather during this movie because it's just wall-to-wall action.
Well, the special effects editors have got to just love this, and of course, this is what's happening, is special effects have taken over. Could you imagine a movie without special effects these days?
Oh, I know. It's crazy. And that really is sort of the hallmark of the Fast and Furious franchise now. I mean, you have these outlandish set pieces where you just have cars flying and falling and all these crazy things. There are some really cool moments, to be honest with you, where there's motorcyclists sliding under cars, and you know that all of what you see on screen would just not be possible without CGI. That is for sure.
Exactly. Well, I'm curious, you know, especially after the president's speech this morning, and again, after a weekend of three mass shootings, they're only talking about two. They don't want to talk about Chicago because it doesn't fit their general narrative right now. That aside, you know, again, what everybody wants to look at is what is being promoted in our culture by way of video games and movies. Are movies like Hobbs and Shaw, is there going to be some kind of movie restriction where you can only use gun violence, maybe 1, 2, 3 maximum, you know, per movie, or so many per minute, so as to maybe, you know, kind of reel some of this back? What do you see happening, Paul?
You know, it's a really good question, and there's always been this dichotomy at work in our culture, right, where there's a lot of concern over gun violence, and a lot of the actors that we see in these movies really come out and they speak against it, and yet when you see that the movies that they do, a lot of them are filled with guns and gunplay and blood and all this sort of stuff, and there does seem to be this strange paradox between what we see on screen and what people talk about in real life. And you know, coming from where I do, at Plugged In, we really believe that entertainment can influence us a lot, even in ways that we don't even necessarily know. And I think that the creators of these movies, they would agree as long as that influence is positive. You know, you have people who make movies that are intended to teach lessons, that are intended to help people see things from a different viewpoint. And I think that all that's valid. But I do think that the creators of these movies have to grapple with it cuts both ways. You know, and I think that there is a certain glorification of violence and of gunplay that takes place in movies. Now, how that manifests, what will happen in the future in terms of curtailing some of the gun use that we see in these movies, it's a really interesting question.
It's going to be a conversation that's taking place. I mean, because look at people are, you know, we're grief struck, and we're tired of you know, this continuing on. Nothing's being done about this, and I know politicians and Congress have a way of, you know, putting a Band-Aid over a sucking chest wound, and some of this stuff is all for show as opposed to, hey, let's really have a conversation here. But I think we've got to get away from, you know, the emotion of it, and let's be reasonable. Let's talk about reasonable ideas and how we can address this, because really what it comes down to, and Paul, you and I know this, and you know, I share this with my audience, and some, you know, it's like chalk hitting the chalkboard for them, because when you talk about the very soul of the citizens of this country being compromised, I mean, this is all part of it. I mean, there's very liberal theology out there that says, oh, well, you know, it's okay, it's not so bad, or it's not as bad as, or whatever, but I mean,
we can't be ignorant about it. You know, the Bible's real clear that you are what you think. The things that go into your mind, you can choose to renew your mind for good or bad. And these things that passively come in and seemingly innocent by way of movies or music. And I think it's quite ironic and interesting that those that promote, you know, for monetary gain will show to their children or have their children listen to another song with the lyrics being edited out. So what does that tell you?
It's an absolutely fascinating and in some ways terrifying, you know, discussion, you know, because I think that you're absolutely right. There's a lot of conflicted emotions about this issue, and I think that you're right. I think that in times like this, in the wake of what we just saw, there is a tendency to let our emotions carry us away. And I think that we should be emotional about this. This is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. But I do think that sometimes we react out of that emotion, and sometimes we end up, as you say, putting Band-Aids on chest wounds. So, you know, it sometimes feels like we need to take a broader, more conceptual look at this, because, you know, I think that the underlying problems that are at the root of this aren't going away. I mean, there's a lot of angst. There's a lot of real hurt and anger and just weirdness within our culture right now that can cause rise to some of this stuff. And we really need to take a root at where culturally our souls are. You know,
exactly.
As weird as that sounds, I think that we need to really take stock of where we are as a society and what we want to be about.
Well, evil is raising its ugly head, and so what are we going to do about it? I mean, we look to the church, you know, as a defender of good against evil, and this is a clarion call to the church, because we have people within the church that are influenced and negatively influenced that we're just not inventorying correctly. And this is the opportunity. I mean, they're not there in the pew by accident. They're there, you know, for some triage and some help, and also that, you know, what should be which should be presented from the pulpit is that evil is on the rise. And when you consider the lawlessness in our country that's taking place, you can see it manifest itself by way of, you know, immigration, by way of these mass shootings, the white supremacy, the racism that's being thrown out there. I mean, this isn't coming from, you know, some, you know, positive social circles. This is evil. And when you don't confront it and you allow it to exist, it starts to mount up. I mean, to the point that we've had 3 mass shootings this weekend.
Yeah. No, I think that's absolutely right. And I think that when you look at the entertainment that we expose ourselves to, I think that one of the things that has always been a debate within our culture is, does entertainment reflect our culture or does it influence it? And of course, the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's both and I think that when you look at movies like Hobbs and Shaw, you see the violence there. When you look at movies like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, you see a certain glorification of violence and sort of these revenge fantasies that the director Quentin Tarantino enjoys putting on screen. And I think that you do see a culture in some ways that is enamored with violence. And I think that we have to take a look at that, I think, pretty seriously. And I think
you can't have burning coals in your lap and expect not to get burnt, right?
Right, exactly. And I think that the church and Christians have to be part of that conversation. We need to talk about what we value and what we want to see within our culture. You know, not just on the streets, but also on the screen. And I think that that's a really important thing for us to do.
But Christians, be warned. Mad Magazine is gone. Paul, plugged in, is saying, well, you know, is the future of satire Christian?
And in some ways, I think it might be. You never know.
Oh, of course it is. I mean, Bill Maher, I mean, you go right down the list, you know, what's out there in the contemporary culture landscape is, say, we're going to make fun, you know, of people. You know, they make fun of me because I say, look, the real problem is the soul, the very soul in the minds of its citizen that is, you know, thinks that it can accommodate this kind of evil. And God is real clear with his prescription. It's up to us. Are we listening, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Paul Lacey, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get the free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today.